Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory today because he's worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Don't you just love him? I know I do. Praise the Lord. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries coming to you with a big God bless you. Hallelujah. And saying God is worthy and he's worthy to be praised all of the time. Praise God. Come on, let's pray and let's jump on into the Word of God. Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you. We do adore you and honor you today. We thank you for being real and for being God in our lives. Speak to us, Lord God. We will hear you and we will obey you because we know that you are a good God in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you just love him? I know I love him. And let me tell you something. I love him not because of me, but because he first loved me. He loved me so much that when I look at how he loved me, I have no other choice but to love him back. Amen. How about you? Glory to God. Last week, we began to talk to you about the book of Proverbs and how we should keep the word in front of our eyes and how we should stay in the word. And we just talked about the wisdom of looking into the Proverbs and looking into God's word. And last week, we looked at Proverbs chapter 5. I encourage you to go there and read that chapter, or at least read verses 1 through 11 and see what thus saith the Lord, or 1 through 14 actually, I think. See what thus saith the Lord to your heart. I'd like to continue that today because I see where so many of our young people and so many of us, even me myself is included, I am not excluding myself today, make mistakes, we have regrets, we look back at life, and you think, wow, I should not have done that. Oh God, please forgive me. Oh God, help me the rest of my life not to do that anymore, or help me to do better. And I believe that as we walk in this life and stay in the Word, the closer we stay with God and in his Word, and walking in his wisdom, the less the amount of regrets and mistakes and problems will be. Because God will help us to find a straight and a good path. And whenever stumbling blocks come, he will show us how to slow down and how to go one step at a time. I have a business that the Lord gave me some years ago. And the name of that business is On Track Strategies. And what God is teaching me and is helping me to teach others is how to strategize and how to stay on track. Because we often go off track. But one of the things that we have to do to stay on track is to go one step at a time. Sometimes we try to make a lot of steps and we try to run, but no, let's slow down and go one step at a time. One perfect example of this is, for example, in the book of Proverbs, we begin at verse 1. Look at this. It said, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thine hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, deliver thyself. When thou art come to the hand of a friend, go, humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes or slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." As I looked at something like this, and I saw what the word of God was saying, you know, it occurred to me that what the Bible is saying here in Proverbs is being in debt, giving security for somebody else. But the overall idea is being in debt, agreeing to guarantee debt the debt of a stranger. Putting something on credit is the debt of a stranger. You don't know those credit card companies. And what it's saying is you've trapped yourself in some kind of agreement. You've trapped yourself in signing on the dotted line. I'll read this for you in the New Living Translation. My child, if you have put up security for a friend's debt or agreed to guarantee the debt of a stranger, if you've trapped yourself by an agreement and are caught by what you said, follow my advice and save yourself. For you've placed yourself at the friend's mercy. Because remember now, if you're a borrower, you're a servant to the lender. Okay? It says, swallow your pride. Beg and go beg to have your name erased. Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. And I just said to someone the other day, using this scripture and this wisdom, I said, you need a job. You need some money. You're in debt. Don't give sleep to your eyes until you've come to the end of this. Which means I'm not telling you not to sleep. I'm not telling you to stay up all night. But what I am telling you is do not be satisfied living in poverty. Do not be satisfied living in debt. Do not be satisfied living outside your means. Do not be satisfied not living in the blessing. You can be content in the Lord, but always keep before you the fact that I need to get out of debt. I need to pay my bills. If I don't have a job, okay, I need to have a job or a business or something. But do not be lazy about it. It says, save yourself, verse 5, like a gazelle escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net. Realize that this is not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for any of God's children to be in debt or to be tied up or to be in a place where you can't get things done. It says, take a lesson from the ant, you lazy bones. Take a lesson and see. It says, learn from their ways and become wise. They have no governor, no ruler. Yet they are hard at work all summer gathering food for the winter. And this encourages me, and I'm encouraging you to take the time to not be lazy. Don't sleep on good ideas, inventive ideas God has given you. Don't sleep when you should be working. Don't sleep when you should be progressing. Do not procrastinate. Don't say, oh, I'll do it next week. Don't say, I'll get around to it one day. Learn from the ant. Do what you need to do today. Get out of debt today. Get the job today. Start your business today. Write the poem today. Write the song today. Do what you can. Ask God to help you. Work while it's day, because night comes when no one can work. The Bible says in the NLT, verse 10, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Scarcity and lack, not just money-wise. I'll read my Bible tomorrow. I'll go to church another day. I'll call that person at another time. I'll give God glory another time. Don't do it. Scarcity and lack. Lack of true rest on the inside. Lack of peace. Lack of emotional and physical stability. It's all because we sometimes do not work and move diligently to do the things that God have clearly put in front of us. That's why last week I encouraged you to stay in the Word, stay in the Proverbs, stay with the Lord, stay in prayer. Don't just start it, and then when you feel stronger, you stop. I notice people do that all the time. We all do it, but I'm encouraging you because God is encouraging me. And as He encourages me to stay with it, I'm encouraging you to stay with it. Don't give sleep to your eyes. If you're in trouble, if you've done something you shouldn't have done, don't just put it off. Don't be overwhelmed and say, oh God, I can't fix this. No. Go work on it. Pray about it. Ask God to show you what to do. And there is an answer for you. Stay in the Word and stay in the wisdom of God. And allow yourself to be delivered. I said, allow yourself to be delivered. Don't wait on somebody else. You do it. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. God bless you.